Freedom is indeed a cherished notion for us Americans, as it is for all human beings. Back in the Middle Ages, during the Crusades, do you know if you ransomed a Christian prisoner from slavery, if you bought back his freedom, it was considered to be a virtue. And over 500 years ago, after Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, he was followed for centuries by others who were seeking freedom. And certainly one of the most important turning points in our American history was in 1863, when those Africans who had been kidnapped and brought over here for slavery were set free by the Emancipation Proclamation. So freedom is such an important value to the human spirit. It can also be, as sadly it is often used by politicians today, as an emotional cliche to manipulate others sometimes. But this freedom that I'm talking about is not freedom in its fullness. It's almost freedom. Because real freedom is interior freedom. And only Jesus gives us that. External freedoms are a valuable commodity, to be sure. Indeed, it is a treasure. But it is ultimately meaningless without the freedom that Jesus gives us. For example, many years ago, someone said to me, "You could not be a Christian if the communists took over." Well, it would require risk, danger, and hardship, but I would still be free to be a Christian. No, ordinarily today, the church honors the first martyrs of the Church of Rome. Isn't that what their story and the story of all the martyrs have taught us? That I can still be free without having external freedoms. And I can have external freedoms and not know true freedom. St. Paul gives us some powerful words about freedom today in our second reading. He says, "Christ set us free, and so you should remain free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not let yourselves be fastened again to the yoke of slavery." Wow, when I hear those words, church, they confront me and cause me to ask the question, well, am I free or am I fastened to the yoke of slavery? In our gospel today, we meet James and John, two of Jesus' apostles, the brothers, the sons of Zebedee, whom Jesus gave the nickname Sons of Thunder. And we can see why in today's story, where they want to call down fire from heaven in revenge against the Samaritans for their inhospitable rudeness to Jesus and his disciples. See, James and John were still learning, and they had not yet become free to forgive their enemies. And you know, lack of forgiveness is one of the most oppressive of slaveries. Also in our gospel today, we hear about those who were not free to follow Jesus when they wanted to or when he called them. And so what holds us back from responding to Jesus freely? Is it our image? Is it our security? Is it our addictions? And so you see, even though we have the blessing of living in a Western democracy, we may not be as free as we think we are. So, as St. Paul tells us today, Jesus sets us free. But there's only one obligation, and that is to love all totally. and to give of self. And that's the Christian paradox. That by giving away oneself, by following Jesus with reckless forgiveness of others and unconditional love, to relinquish one's prerogatives for love of Christ and others, results in true freedom. That's the Christian paradox. And yet, on the other hand, to jealously cling to one's so-called rights, no matter what the cost, can enslave us. And this is what Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 9, verse 24, where he says, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." And we have only to look at the saints, the great heroes of our tradition, who knew true freedom by giving all with total love, to know that this is true. Like St. Francis and St. Clare, all the martyrs, Blessed Charles de Foucault, Mother Teresa, just to name a few. And we have only to look at Jesus, the Son of Man, to know true freedom, what that looks like. And so let's unfasten the yoke of slavery, anything that keeps us from following Jesus freely, and receive and accept Jesus' invitation. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me. Yes, my yoke is easy. May he be praised forever. Amen. Amen. Does anyone have any announcements to share with our parish family? Oh my gosh, the miracle of my last Mass. Well, I'm just overwhelmed by what just happened, all I can say is that being here right now makes me very sad, and it breaks my heart that it's the last time. So we'll all pray for each other. Let us stand for God's blessing. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go to follow Christ with freedom. Amen.